Well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and answer one question. Most of y'all are thinking right now, I'm 6 foot six. All right, got that out the way. I am 5 foot 18. In some realms, I'm 4 foot 30, 3 foot 36, you know, 42. But all right, just to let you know myself, my name is Mark Spradling. I was born in Texas, you know, the great state of Texas. Been in Louisiana since 1989. I got to play basketball at Louisiana Tech University. Just kind of give a little background information about me. But first and foremost, you know, why am I standing here right now? If it's nothing but the grace of Jesus is why I'm standing here. I got saved back when I was in sixth grade, and we had a missionary come to our church there in North Dallas. He was a Spanish-speaking missionary. We could barely understand half the words he was saying. But through that, though, God still used him to say the words that need to be said. But like most folks, the reason, you know, he came and said what he had to say, I didn't go down that night. I did not go down forward. I knew God was calling me. The next Sunday came up, came to church, ready to go. Sermon came through. Altar call came in. What did I do? Sat in my pew. And when I, you know, got in the car, went and ate lunch, as long as you're not from the church, you're not getting that conviction. Didn't feel it. Didn't feel what was going on. Next Sunday, same thing. Went on for 6 months knowing I had to go forward and give my life to Christ. And you're talking about a wonderful, joyous day when that happened. 6 months later, when I finally broke down and came to the front, and what's so special about coming to the front, as we found out from Miss Trudy, you don't have to go to church to get it. You can get saved in your living room. But what was good for me is when I went down, you know, we had the traditional pews. Most people try to go down the middle. I went down the side because it was closer. All right, that was the closest path for me to get to. At that point, I broke down and cried. I mean, as a 12-year-old kid, I was just crying my heart out because I knew I was broken. God was the only thing that could fix me. You know, as a 12-year-old kid, even in the 70s and 80s, early 80s, I knew every cuss word in the book. Probably said every cuss word in the book as a sixth grader. I mean, y'all go to school with other sixth graders and fifth graders, stuff. And they know all those dirty words. All right, I knew them too. I knew that was something I didn't need to have. But when I accepted Christ as Savior, I mean, it's like he came and changed me. You know, I was ready to take on hell with a water pistol. I was like, come on, devil, I'm going to shoot your eyes out. All right, I was ready to take anything. And from that point on, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit does come upon you and does fill you to make you do wonderful things. But too many times as Christians, what we do is we try to put God in a box. You know, we were talking about this earlier on the way down. The Israelites, the first thing they did when they built the temple, they wanted to put God in a box. God created all things. Even the Israelites started off putting him in a box. We as Christians sometimes put God in a box. And as I grew older, I stayed in the church. My best friend was the pastor's kid. We did everything fun together, never got in trouble. No drinking, no smoking, none of that stuff. All right. But when I went to college and I was 4 hours away, it doesn't take long to kind of stray away from what you're supposed to do. Not at all. I mean, it's real easy. The world's out there tugging on your strings left and right. So you got to hold true to what you're doing, you little ones. Hold true to what's going on because God things. Now, fortunately for me, I was only going astray for about 3 months. And then once I realized what I was doing wasn't right, wasn't glorifying God, I went to a place called the BSU, or the Baptist Studio, or BCM now, Baptist Collegiate Ministries. And at that point, it was neat because at Louisiana Tech, where I went to school, they had a worship service every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 12 o'clock. I would make sure my schedule, I could be at the lunchtime service, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I still had to go basketball practice in the afternoon. So I did all my classes in the morning, basketball in the afternoon. But I made sure I went to worship time. And from that, God will build you up and let you learn things and make you grow from that. And from that experience, you know, moving on out of college, I started working with you. Started going to youth camps. I've been to 30 youth camps in the last 20 years. I'm an educator. I teach. People think I'm crazy because I will work 9 months out of the year with kids, and then on the weekend I was working with kids in the church, and then I'd go to summer camp with them in the summer. I'm constantly around kids. Love kids. I think God gave me that passion to be with kids. But that passion has let you know this. Look at us adults. Everyone in this room, we've been there, done that. When they tell you no, reason behind it. They're trying to protect you, trying to keep you away from Satan. They're trying to get you to that point to say, look, there's evils out there that can destroy your life real quick. Listen to your parents. Listen to your adults. Listen to the pastors. They have a message that's to you. It's coming from God. Having somebody in that life that's a rock, that's a focal point to keep us where we need to be. You know, if you just take my cousins, my first cousins on my dad's side. I worked for 14 years as a bivocational youth ministry. I worked at three different churches as a youth minister. Only reason I'm not as the youth minister at the church I'm at, we already got one. You know, there's not a need for that. But I'm still teaching 11th and 12th grade Sunday school. Still go to the youth ministry, go to the youth camp, still be involved with those things. But the biggest thing is, your parents are supposed to, they know what's right for you. They know where you need to be. And as you mentioned earlier, if you bring your kids to church, there's a great chance they don't know God. They've had a chance to find God because God can use His Holy Spirit. But at the same time, when we go away from the church building, the evils of this world kind of tear us and drag us away. And to get back with my grandmother, she constantly prayed for me and my cousins, constantly praying for us where we need to be. And I think from that, I had one cousin who was a foreign missionary in Argentina, one cousin who started two churches, another cousin who's a deacon in his church. My brother married a preacher's daughter. My sister, wish she was a little bit more in the church, but she goes. My dad and my mom go to a church where my grandmother attends because that's where my grandmother's always gone. It's like my family's so in touch with God that it's contagious. So you have responsibilities, adults, to make sure you keep that contagious to the kids around you. And kids, listen to your parents. Let them know what's going on. Because it's for your benefit. And then when you get an opportunity, maybe one day you'll have kids, you'll understand what it means to say no. You understand what it means to get you in those situations, to keep you from God. Do you think God ever tells his people no? All the time. Why do you think God tells his people no? To keep them from harm. All right? To keep them from harm. And that's the same thing that's going on here. God's been telling me no and telling me yes, and I stand here being blessed every day because I accepted him as Lord and Savior in my life. Now, the neatest thing about that, and I'll finish with this, when I accepted Christ as my Savior, I remember the day. It was November 14th. And the reason I remember it so well, because 2 days later, my mom put a cake in front of me and said, "Happy birthday." I said, "What's this for?" She said, "You were born on the 16th. That's what it's for." I forgot it was my birthday. I was so excited about Christ being in my life, I forgot my own birthday. So that's how powerful God can be. Thank you.